This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Technology in the digital world has either been a disruptor if you fail to innovate or an enabler if you have innovated yourself in many different industry verticals. If you're one of those who are stuck in innovating your own business, there are players in almost every verticals to help you with that journey. And that is where my guest for today's show aims to do.
Hi, I'm Zamri Ibrahim. From TM1, I'm the industry expert for real estate vertical.
Zamri, welcome to the show. Let's talk a bit about TM1. Who are you guys here?
Thank you for inviting us here. TM1 is the enterprise business of Telekom Malaysia. We serve both the enterprise sector and the public sector. And what we've done in creating TM1 is that we are positioning ourselves to be the enabler for businesses to realize their full potential of their digital opportunities. Companies, organizations are going digital. We want to make sure that we are the only one that they will go to fully realize that potential.
What was there a need to create that TM1 brand when, you know, we already know what TM does in that sense, right?
Yeah. I think part of the challenge was that TM is known for what we do, you know, connectivity. We are the broadband service provider and so forth. But at TM1, we do much more than that. And now with people going on talking about IoT, things like that, we have the capabilities to serve the market. We have the assets that can be put together to serve, and we are unique in the market in that sense. Hence, the need for us to brand ourselves as TM1 and to go to the market and explain what we can do to serve them better.
Mm. When you say unique, that mm-hmm. Malaysia is unique, what's unique about us in that sense?
Okay. In this whole ecosystem of providing services in this IoT world, for example, there are certain things that you need. Infrastructure, for example, you need the broadband connectivity as an example, and we have that. You also need the support of cloud services, and we have our own data centers, and we have them in Klang Valley, we have them in different parts of Malaysia, and we're continuing to expand, that aspect of our service. So we have that unique capability of not just having that connectivity portion, but also the cloud portion. Beyond that, we have our BPO, data analytics. So these are services that traditionally was done for a particular sector. But once we start stitching them together, and now we are bringing smart services into our plate of services, we are able to provide any customer of ours a service, be it smart surveillance as an example, where the assets required in delivering the services, most of them lies with us. Mm. And that allows us to bring the cost down and allow or rather ensure that the service level is maintained at what we are supposed to deliver.
Mm. And this digitalization mm-hmm. shift that we're seeing, mm-hmm. It happens on many different verticals.
Right.
What kind of areas you're looking at, you're targeting there?
Okay, we've decided to be a bit more focused in that area because obviously practically all sectors are our customers. They have our phones, they have our internet services. So what we've done is we are focusing on 10 verticals. And with each of these verticals, we want to be able to give a more comprehensive service offering. Not just the base connectivity, but in other services that are unique to each vertical. So there is a need for us to be able to understand each of these verticals, be intimate with the practitioners, and then together with them craft the right services that we can help them to serve their customers.
Mm. And one of the areas that we're going to be talking about in detail mm-hmm. is the real estate vertical.
Right, real estate.
So what's happening with the real estate vertical that we're talking about digitalization?
Okay, real estate is unique because all of us will be in some form of real estate wherever we are. Right now, we are in a building and this is part of real estate as mm-hmm. well. So be it at work or at play, the way that the world is moving when we talk about going IoT and so forth, it affects all of us. So we see a need for us to enable businesses in real estate, users of real estate, to still enjoy the digital world. Right? Mm-hmm. So So how do we do that? Traditionally, we talk about all of the real estate buildings has to be wired. But now we've gone beyond that. You know, when you go into a building, for example, you want to be to have the building recognize you as you walk into the building without you having to register your name, for example.
How do
you
is that really possible?
It is possible. Mm. It is possible. And we actually are testing some of these systems at our own office buildings, you know, to see how well does facial recognition in this example can be done. And without trying to bore you too much, you know, the whole idea is about connecting the dots. Facial recognition is one example, but once it recognizes your face, it needs to connect to visitor registration, for example. It needs to connect to security registration. So the ability to connect these different services, which traditionally are separated, allows us to do a lot more in serving the customers and enabling people to have a better experience with their real estate. So this goes from homes to buildings to almost any kind of real estate products that can be put together to serve the users better.
Mm. I don't know if this is boring or not. Like, I think this is really exciting to have something like that, to, you know, walk into an office building and be registered immediately, automatically, and to know that I'm a visitor. Mm. What sort of challenges do you think you know, is currently that you would face when approaching the real estate?
I used to be in the real estate line, I used to work for developers, and we would do lots of homes, for example. I'll just give you this example of what TM1 is doing now in Johor. There's lots of developments that are, you know, that put in a lot of focus on security. So you have a landed development, in the case in Johor, you have a landed development which is called gated and guarded. So they have security perimeter, they have visitor registration. When you go in, when you drive, the guards will take down your particulars and then you will go in. Now, what happened was because the system, when it was implemented about 4 years ago, it was not designed in the way it could be done now. What has happened is the systems are separated. Visitor management system is a separate system. Vehicle plate number recognition is a separate system. The CCTVs are a separate system. And 3 years down the road, some of the system becomes obsolete. There were some breakdowns. And because of the way the services were delivered, all the assets belongs to the development. And the development is not a technical entity that's able to handle all of this. So what we did in TM1, when we were approached by the developer to look into solving this problem, because they essentially now have a gated development that is registering their visitors manually because the system doesn't work, you know. What we did was we went on, number one, on a separate business model. Instead of a typical CAPEX model, we went on a managed service model where they subscribe to a security service from us. What it does is it takes away the burden from their books on CAPEX, and it gives us the flexibility of ensuring technology is always up to date because there will be a technology refresh built into the contract. So what happens now is whenever you drive into this development in Johor, there's a camera that captures your plate number, and it is stored automatically into the database. And we can, at the click of a button, click on your entry of your plate number, and we'll have a whole record of how many times have you visited this place, when did you come, how long were you here, and so on and so forth.
That's scary.
If you're a good visitor, it will not be that scary. But yeah.
If I've got nothing to hide, then
there you go. So it's especially useful when we are tracking, you know, contractors who come in to do their work, delivery persons, and so forth. So we have a record. We have a record that is up to date that can be retrieved immediately. We have not done so, but we could even possibly link this to a database, say police database, to be able to flag if there's, you know, a stolen vehicle that is entering the place, you know. So it makes it a lot easier for the guards to maintain. I'll give you another example. At the same time, guards in this gated development, they will do rounds around the area. Now, in the past, what happens is the guards will have a clock-in system. They will walk to a few points within the development and they clock in. Where they go between the clock in, nobody knows. Yeah? So with the system that we've implemented, we're able to monitor the movements of the guards. Mm. We are able to set standards of performance. Say, for example, the guards are supposed to make their rounds within 20 minutes. And we'll have a record of their performance.
We have a chip embedded in them or something?
Most of the things are actually enabled through your handphone, through your mobile device. Everything is GPS enabled anyway. So we are able to track the movements. We are able to know where they are. And if they, you know, were to go elsewhere, we'll have a record of that. We can ask them to explain where they were. We can actually know where they are, actually. Mm. You know, so it gives the property owners a better peace of mind. It gives the developer a better sense of managing their resources, cutting down the costs, ensuring that they get their money's worth. And at the same time, it allows them to focus on what they do best, which is delivering quality homes, quality residents for their buyers. And we serve them from the back in providing the right technology support. Mm-hmm. And which is also another key point that I like to point out here. When TM1 goes into real estate, we are not a seller of technology, but we are a service provider. We manage the service for you.
I'm speaking to Zamri Ibrahim. He's the industry expert at TM1, talking about the digitalization enabler for the real estate sector. And we'll be back with more after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Barry fronts Motown. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Jeff Sandhu here, and with me today is Zamri Ibrahim. He's the industry expert at TM1, and we're talking about how TM1 helps organizations with their digital transformation for all businesses and public agencies. And today's focus is on the real estate sector. Zamri, what's needed to make this happen for the real estate industry? Is it the industry-wise? Is it costing? Is this going to be expensive? Developers? And there's so many areas. So what's needed to make this digital transformation work for the real estate?
I think first and foremost, there's a need to understand the customers. We need to understand what are their pain points, and we need to make sure that whatever that we're putting together solves that problem. So that's number one. And one of their pain points would be costs. You know, they do not want to be tied down to long-term management fees and so forth. Number two, so we have to understand all the stakeholders. We have to understand the property manager, what's their challenges and so forth. To give an example again of what we did is we try to provide a service that allows the customers the flexibility of doing it themselves, right? The ability to buy things off the shelf, turning it on, help use that to monitor their homes. I'm talking from the aspect of home security, for example. Have it connected through Wi-Fi and having the service alert the consumer or the resident on their phone when there's a problem, when there's a break-in into their homes and so forth. So they are able to monitor their homes themselves. They are not tied to any, you know, long-term monthly fees and so forth. But whenever they need to have someone to monitor their homes for them, be it a month, be it a year, somebody who might want to have that, they are able to subscribe to that service easily without a change in, you know, equipment and so forth, because everything is connected to a platform. So it's just a matter of turning on that service and voila, your homes is connected to our command center. One of the key elements of what we do when we serve real estate homes especially is a command center. In TM1, we have developed two command centers. We call them our IOC, Integrated Operations Center. We have one in Johor, and we have one in the Klang Valley in Damansara. The difference between this command center to your typical security post, for example, is we do not only monitor CCTV cameras, but we monitor any of the services that we provide. We would be monitoring building management systems. We monitor traffic lights. We monitor street lights. We monitor all the services that we provide that are connected to our platform that allows us to do a 24/7 monitoring of those. Mm.
Right? Mm. And it seems like there's a lot of homes that you talk about here, but you know, majority when it comes to the urban side, we see buildings and we see some really old buildings and some really new ones as well. Yeah. Is this applicable for these two different types of buildings as well? Or are there certain areas that you look at and go like, yes, this would work, this one...
Okay, obviously it's easier for us to work on greenfield sites. Our target customers are property developers, where we can work with them at the commencement of the project and ensure that the right infrastructure enablers are put in. That's number one. But number two, we do look into this with the end in mind, end being there are a lot more brownfield sites that we can go into. And brownfield will be handled by our mass market team. So the idea right now, focus is on greenfields, working with developers, helping them to bundle their homes with the right enablers to make sure that their homes are better equipped to serve the new, you know, the new millennials, the new property owners who wants the homes to be smart, who wants the home to be able to communicate with them. So how do you do that? So what we do is to make sure that we work with developers, more greenfield. Brownfield is probably something that we will move into sooner rather than later, but that will be a phase two.
It's a phase two kind of thing, right? Yeah. And it's a win for property developers and also homeowners, as you mentioned, because, you know, homeowners these days, they want, you know, a really smart home. And property developers, you know, they want to be unique. They want to find that, you know, breakout feature that they could then attract these people. It's a win-win situation for both these people at this point in time.
It is. It would be a win-win for everybody if it's done right, because the moment we are able to connect the homes, the moment we're able to connect different townships, the better we are in managing everything. And when we say managing, it means because everybody will be able to be engaged properly. You will be able to engage with your homes, you'll be able to engage with your neighbors, with your community and so forth. And then life would be easier. Life would be a lot more pleasant.
Are there privacy issues or, you know, security concerns when it comes to, you know, we're sharing our location all the time. We're, you know, it's now being able to track, you know, if I was, you know, doing a run around my town or around my neighborhood, but I'm carrying my phone with me, you know, I'm traceable.
Is there
an issue with privacy and the laws that we have at this point in time?
Number one, part of what we do at TM1 for our enterprise business is on security, on data security, on internet security. We are serving our customers with data centers, with servers and so forth. So it is very important, especially for those kind of customers, that their data, their information is secured and can be maintained as such. So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to our lives, you know, we are going around with our phones. We are going around with using Google Maps on our phone. We go on Facebook and we tell the world what we do and so forth. So a lot of this security, these type of security issues are things that we have to learn, that we have to educate the market on what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and so forth. But when it comes to home, for example, this is a closed environment that should well be contained within your home.
It's better to have the control, the owners of the homes have control of themselves in terms of, like, you know, what's happening in their home. Yeah. I guess when you see a benefit, they see a benefit in returning this, you know, sharing this data, when they see that benefit of, it makes my home more secure.
We like to empower the people. I'll give you another example. Home security is very important for everybody, and everybody looks into how can I make sure that my home is secure. I have peace of mind when I go home and I'm away from home and so forth. And we started looking into it and said, how can we improve the situation? And one of the challenges is that I've seen personally is when a home is secured with alarm system, owner is away, and there's a false alarm. There's more false alarm than real alarm, by the way. Yeah. So the owner is away on holiday, so alarm was triggered, and the alarm went on for more than a day.
Wow.
Even when the power was cut off, the battery kicked in, and it went on a bit more. So you know, that's not very pleasant for the owner, very embarrassing for him to come back, not very pleasant for the neighbours especially. So how do we empower the owner? We empower the owner by making sure, for example, he has the ability to make sure if there's a break-in, he will be alerted, not everybody, unless he wants everybody to be alerted. Mm. We have a home security solution where when there is a breach into your home, you'll be alerted. And you will be able to see through your mobile device a CCTV that shows your home. And then you can see whether, was it a cat? Was it, you know, your mom that forgot to switch off the alarm that went in? And if it's a false alarm, then you don't have to do anything. Mm. You just reset or, you know. So nobody's disturbed. But if there is a real break-in, then you can take the right corrective measure. You can turn the alarm on by remote, for example.
Right.
So that gives you a lot more flexibility to manage how your home is served and it gives you better, more empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Right? And for those who are listening, especially property developers who are listening to this and feel like this is something that they would want to tap in, where can they get all this information and find out more about TM1 and stuff?
Just contact us at TM1. We are at number 1 Jalan Damansara, Kuala Lumpur, next to Glow Mall. And there's a lot of things that we can share. There's a lot of what we call proof of concepts on technology and all these new experiences that we like to share. Do give us a call and you can check our website, www.tm1.com.my, and get more information about what we do.
And I've been speaking to Zamri Ibrahim. He's the industry expert at TM1, talking about how TM1 is empowering the real estate sector with their digital transformation solutions and services. And next week, we will be focusing on the retail sector. Yep, that's going to be very interesting indeed. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.